Hey guys, this is Greg and Tim here, and today I'm excited to share this brand new amazing product with you, the Flim Flam.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg.
Hey, if you're tired of running around and getting told you're too expensive and people ghosting you and all that other garbage that you deal with as a salesperson, I want to give you a resource. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And grab our How to Spot a Cheap Customer guide and go through that and equip yourself to see them coming a mile away and protect your time so that your time is only spent with those people that are really going to be your customers. So go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today.
Tim, so let's talk about the old Flim Flam game, the shell game. It sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love it. It makes me feel like I'm one of those are the barker at a carnival, and he wants me to freaking throw the rings. Like, nothing, you never really win, but you think you might have won, right? You bring home this thing after spending $20, it's worth $5.
Right.
But I don't think we're talking about carnivals. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about, let's talk about, you know, some clients or prospects that, you know, it just, something just doesn't seem right. You just, feels like there's a shell game or something else going on, and you know how we can navigate a tricky prospect.
You know what happens sometimes is you start a relationship with a client and everything's like, you got your qualification process and you guys know about that, and I always make sure that the client's right for what we do for business, and we want to do business with them because we don't want to get into bed with somebody who's like batshit crazy and things go sideways. But sometimes these sneaky people do get into our schedule. And it's not all roses, because it's like they took this pill and they transformed into this psycho. And it's not playing by our rules. So what did you experience you want to share with us?
I mean, what you're saying, Tim, is right on the money. So we have a client. I don't want to get too into the weeds on this because it's a current client we're dealing with. So basically, we were brought in by the bank to help finish this project. There were some issues going on. And we're just here to help and get it done. And we made an agreement, you know, to... We're not going to kill it on the job by any means, but it's a good job. Okay. At first it seemed, and this started about a month ago, at first it seemed like, okay, we're all in this together. We're a team and we're going to make this happen and we're working together to get it all done. And then a couple weeks in, I think when we started accruing a time, you know, because we're doing this by approved hours and stuff like that, is all these little problems or issues with our work started popping up. Oh, how come you guys didn't do this? How come you guys didn't do that? And it made it really tough because you're always on the defensive, right? So Tim, if you dealt with somebody like that, that kind of just started micromanaging and making your guys on site, you know, question what they were doing and turn against you. I mean, how do you navigate something like that?
Yeah, that's tough, Greg. You know, first of all, Greg, when Greg talks about a good project, it's north of $1 million. So it's a big project. He does big stuff. On my stuff, which is much smaller, if I have a customer and they're stating these things that are so obvious that things aren't going right, first of all, I want to judge the legitimacy of what they're saying. If they're giving me a list of fucking pages, notarized, like maybe you're probably going through all these check sheets and you guys haven't even finished a project yet. If I'm in the middle of a project and they're pointing things out, chances are that there is a I don't want to get into it about mutual mystification of not understanding what I said, or I'm not listening to what they said, is a communication issue. So you want to find out if they're communicating, you communicated and they communicated with you correctly. They're talking about the same thing. That's first thing. What do? You got a list, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been having lots of meetings on site and stuff like that. But what I fail to realize sometimes and remember is that I'm writing the stuff down that needs to be done and we have a verbal agreement. Okay. However, with a verbal agreement, I'm hearing one thing and they might be hearing another, right? We may not be on the same page. So what we're going to do here is just everything needs to be in a, it could be a quick email, because this is a time and material job. Tim, I don't do a lot of those, but this, in this circumstance, I have to, because I can't price the work because it's half done. So we have to figure out a way to take the emotion out of it and get control of the situation, or we'll never finish the job and we won't make money. So putting everything in writing, a quick email, hey, this is what we went over, please approve. Then that mutual mystification, like you mentioned, is out the window and we're good to go.
You know, from the tone, we before we started recording, you started sharing the situation with me. It sounds like it. You're, you know, there's a lot more going on. There's a lot of emotions involved with this thing.
That's a great label, Tim. I love it.
Yeah, that was a label, guys. If you ever heard one, sounds like, feels like.
Yeah,
sounds like this is an emotional thing.
There is a lot, right? Because we take pride in our work, Tim, and we want to do a good job. And I met with them and. We were on the same page. We went over the list, and to do it and then have somebody kind of go back on it, it makes you question yourself, which I hate doing. But if we're wrong, we're wrong, Tim. But the biggest thing is to get clear on where we're going with this.
So right at this point, there's no end to this right now, right at this point. It's just to make sure we're communicated correctly.
Right.
So where do you go from here?
Well, a couple things I just wanted to touch on site. If you've ever had a customer like this and you're in a meeting, something that you taught me, Tim, a long time ago is just play dumb and ask a lot of inquisitive questions. Okay. Don't assume that you know all the answers. Feel out where they're really going with it and ask more questions about it. Tell me more about that. How so? Stuff like that. And something where I think I could have done better is ask harder questions. You know, like Tim, I always put an analogy on it like this. I have two little guys on my shoulder, right? I have the really nice guy that's like, everything's great. I love you. I trust everybody. And then I got the other guy that's like, hold on a second. That doesn't sound right. So I need to listen more to this guy. And I don't need to be nasty, but they're like, hey, something's wrong here. You know, you feel that in your brain and in your stomach. And I just need to ask a simple question. Tell me more about that. What do you mean by that? And really get into it.
Asking the hard questions. But asking better questions, yeah, it's saved me a lot of times. And you know what, Greg, something that I do, and I'm gonna pass it on to everybody else, is a lot of times when these people have concerns, they have their own correction for what they want to see happen. And why not ask them? Because this simple remedy would be to take like a 10-item list and just shrink it down to what they might say. Well, if you just took care of this, I think I'd be happy, right? So don't go off fixing everything without asking the questions.
Right. Correct. But
keep the emotions out of the whole thing and just treat it as if it's a one-off thing and figure it out. And maybe the person isn't batshit crazy and they just have all the concerns are legitimate. So I hope this works out for you, Greg, and I hope you other folks out here listening can find some solace in knowing that we all have these customers at times to slow down, ask good questions, and don't get emotional about it. It's only a business transaction, and it's usually about communication, a communication problem. So until next week, guys, we'll see you in 1 week. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.